Thanks for checking out the Fifth Quarter Podcast. My name's Rick Zamprin. Two wins in a row and a great performance by the Black and Gold has Ticats fans super happy. The Fifth Quarter Podcast begins now.
We've been talking Tiger Cats football for over 50 years. Welcome to the Fifth Quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Hello, football fans in Hamilton from coast to coast and around the world. This is the Fifth Quarter brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML. Rick Zamprin with you. Tiger Cats victorious once again, 38-13, the final. 8-8 on the season. Yeah, Hamilton 500 again. And for the first time in what seems like a long time, they've beaten the Rough Riders. Well, they last played them about a year ago, and they still have the Riders' number. Huge first half, 25-9 in favor of Hamilton, and they continue to, well, show us that I think they're peaking at the right time. This Ticats team playing back-to-back really good games, and now it is back home against the BC Lions, who are going to be a little ornery following what happened to them last night against Winnipeg. Hamilton's coming off a win, of course, tonight. Beat Calgary last week. It didn't go so well against the Argos the week before, but beat Winnipeg the previous week. Took out Ottawa the week before. They won four out of their last five, something that they did towards the end of last season. While it didn't pan out the way that Ticats fans hoped for, this team, again, is picking up steam at the most important time of the year. Now, before we take your calls and your emails and your tweets and your texts, here's my thoughts on this game. This was, I think, the best first half performance that we've seen from this team this season. To put up 25 points, to cause some chaos on the defensive side of the football, get some turnovers, and the Ticats forced a bunch of those tonight. In fact, five in total. And to see what we did from Bo Levi Mitchell in that first quarter. Yeah, of course, the horrible decision of, you know, the intentional grounding while he was in the end zone to give 2 points to Saskatchewan, but that first series was good. That first touchdown throw was great. That big play to Tim White for 83 yards. A lot of check marks for Bo Levi Mitchell. And yeah, he only played one quarter. But as you heard from Coach O in Ticats postgame, they saw what they needed to see. This guy, I think, is ready. He's clearly hungry. He's finally going to make a home start next week. And I am nearly sure, depending on what happens on Monday between Montreal and Ottawa, I'm nearly sure that Bo Levi might just play that entire game. And if not, maybe just the first half. And who knows? Maybe it's just the first quarter again. A healthy Bo Levi makes for a better Ticats team. And that's saying something because Matt Schultz was pretty doggone good tonight too. And when you have two quarterbacks going the way they're going, things are smelling rather nicely here in the Hammer. And I'll go as far to say that this was the best 60 minutes from this team. They're peaking at the right time. Shout out as well to Omar Bayless and Tim White for making some big plays tonight. Omar Bayless, first two touchdowns of his CFL career. Tim White just being the all-star that he is. And a special recognition to James Butler, because for the first time since 2010, the Tiger Cats have a 1,000-yard rusher. He went off tonight. Again. Butler, 25 carries, 107 yards on the ground, 5 catches, 77 yards. And that's why JB, James Butler, is my player of the game tonight. Before I remind you of the numbers and the email and the X handle and the text line, you know what's coming.
We love those Cats, those Tiger Cats, the team with the spirit and fight. will crouch and snarl and bite and growl and win with all our might. We love those cats, those tiger cats, the team with the spirit and fight. For a whiskey wee wee and a ski wawa and on to victory.
Thank you, Robert. It is official. Ticats win 38-13. Ooh, 8-8 looks pretty doggone good. And who knows, might be 9-8 and maybe even 10-8 by the time the season ends. I remember weeks ago thinking, is this team going to get to 8 wins? Yes, indeed, they have 8 victories. Email from Randy. By the way, the email, rick@900chml.com. Randy writes, good evening, Rick. This was a night for football. Saturday fans to remember. First, the legendary George Reed, and a wonderful tribute to him and his accomplishments. Such an amazing person in the history of the CFL. Bo Levi Mitchell did not play very long. It was stated as 4 of 6 for 129 yards and a TD pass. It was limited and good. However, kudos to Matthew Schultz for his second successful week. Kyle Oxley also a TD as QB. Taylor Powell supportive on the sidelines and earning a rest. Congrats to Omar Bayless on his night with a TD and to Stavros Katsantonis on another interception. A big Tiger Cat Oski wee wee to James Butler, over 1,000 yards this season. I'm still not a fan of the Hammer blue-gray uniforms, yet it worked tonight. Good receiving by Tim White. Randy goes on to say, lots of turnovers in this game. Once again, there was stalling in the red zone for Hamilton in the third and fourth quarters. My player of the game is shared between James Butler and Matthew Schultz. Nice work by Mike Gibson calling the offensive plays tonight. Somehow we survived a game with Andre Pru at the helm. We've got a win. Let's work toward a home playoff game, a Thanksgiving feast on the Riders. We have much to be thankful for, such as the fifth quarter show. Best wishes for a happy, blessed Thanksgiving to you and your family. Rick, Randy in Oakville. Randy, thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving to one and all. And yeah, just a couple of words on George Reed. Not only a legendary football player, but an iconic guy. Here's a man who came up to Canada, was a Hall of Fame player basically the moment he stepped on the field. And year after year after year, he proved that he was the best running back. And whether it was scoring touchdowns, and he still holds the all-time touchdown record in terms of 134 TDs on the ground, or winning the Grey Cup in 1966, getting into the Hall of Fame after his playing career, despite all of that, he stayed in Saskatchewan, set up a foundation, helping the less fortunate, and for all that he accomplished on the field, he accomplished a lot off the field as well. Tip of the cap to George Reed. 905-645-3221 is the phone number to call. You can email your thoughts on tonight's game. Vote for your player of the game like Randy did. rick@900chml.com. On X, @RickSamprin is the handle. You can also send me a text at 905-645-3221 and offer your thoughts on this Ticats victory. Colton is first off the skip on the phone line. Hello, Colton. How are you?
Not bad, Rick. How about you?
I'm good. Good win tonight.
Oh, for sure. It was a great win. It was really cathartic to see march down the field and throw that touchdown pass, too. Those two, the first bomb was awesome. And then the touchdown pass, the touch and accuracy he had was great. Like, it was awesome to see. Poor guy's been out all year. Just a couple fluke injuries. Really sucks. But he went in and played the way to remind us how he can play, right? And shows us how much of a threat he can still be. So him and Schultz both playing well like that is like, I don't think we get much more at this point in the year. And the way we're rolling too is awesome to see.
Yeah, Bo only threw 6 passes tonight, but I was most impressed. I think RJ and Luke mentioned this in the broadcast. The timing was there. I mean, how many bad throws did you see Bo make tonight? I can't point out one. He was on point tonight.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I was watching the game, and I was right before he made that deep bomb, or right before the touchdown pass, I was thinking, oh, Bo, just let it rip. Like, you know what I mean? Just let it go. Just show us that you can still do it, because I knew he could. I hoped a lot of fans knew he could, too. And to see him do it was awesome. Like, as soon as it completed, it was like all the nervous energy I had seeing him start was gone. And then I just started feeling comfortable thinking, well, Bo's in, and Bo's playing well. And then when I see him come out, I understand why he didn't play the whole game, but I thought he could have. And I think he could have finished that game out, too. Not taking it away from Schultz, because Schultz played awesome, too. But to see Bo go in there and comfortable, as comfortable as he was, it was just such a good sign.
Yeah, he didn't look out of place. Of course, the offensive line kept him and Schultz clean. It was a great defensive effort. Can't really complain about the special teams. You know, Leggio 3 for 3. It was top to bottom a great 60-minute game by this team.
It was awesome. Seeing James Butler get over 1,000 yards, too, he had a great game. I got a little nervous when he was still in the game right near the end, and they kept running the ball because that's all we need is for him to go down. I mean, knock on wood, it doesn't happen, but he played great. And Stavros Kastantonis played another awesome game. So did Simone. And I just want to do a shout-out about Kastantonis's pick near the end. That was an awesome catch. That was unbelievable. With the way it was going with Andre Preux, and like I say every time, I don't want to complain about him, but and the way that all the plays were getting turned over, I thought for sure it was going to get overturned if they challenged it, but thank God they didn't because it was an awesome play. I think he's slowly become one of my favorite players on this team easily.
He has impressed me a lot. I mean, here's a guy who came in kind of mid-season for Tunde Adeleke, who had to switch positions because of injuries in the secondary. Adeleke, eventually goes out himself, but now he's got, 5 interceptions on the season. He hits hard. He makes tackles in the box. Not afraid to blitz, and when he does, he usually gets, at least disrupts the quarterback. He's impressed me, no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's been awesome to watch, and he's got a nose for big tackles, too. He's not afraid to lower the boom, which is perfect for Hamilton. I mean, the fans eat it up with a spoon, too, right? Us fans love it.
Yeah.
Because we've always loved hard-nosed football and the hammer, too. So to see him lay those big hits, too, is awesome.
Matthew Schultz as well. he's bulldozing guys.
Oh, that was like, I stood up off the couch and yelled a little bit when he bulldozed that guy. That was awesome to see. Like, he was so pumped up, too. So it's just all the momentum, and they all seem like they're clicking, and the team's getting along so well, and Coach O is finally smiling and high-fiving guys, and it's such a good feeling than from the start of the year. And it being so cold out and the leaves start falling, now we're really getting into football season.
Yeah.
And now the Ticats are finally starting to play like a real football team. So it's awesome to see.
Yeah, I think it's taken a lot longer than anyone would have hoped, but I think they've potentially found their game, and it's great to see, especially at this time of the year. Colton, who is your player of the game?
James Butler, easily. He was awesome. Every time you hand the ball off to him, well, I shouldn't say every time, but whenever you need a big play, he always seems like he's there to gain those couple extra yards, which is awesome to see.
He did have the one fumble tonight, but didn't really turn into any points by Saskatchewan. He was outstanding tonight. Colton, appreciate the call. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the weekend.
You too.
905-645-3221, *9900 on your mobile device. You can send me an email on your thoughts on tonight's game. Vote for your player of the game, rick@900chml.com. On X, the handle is Rick Zamprin. Use the hashtag fifth quarter. Send me a text as well, 905-645-3221. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we have Corey and Dave waiting on the line. We'll get to them and a bunch of tweets and email as well here on the fifth quarter, brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900CHML.
It's where Ticats fans come together. This is the fifth quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900CHML.
So the Tiger Cats down to the 10. Bo Levi Mitchell back to pass. End zone. Touchdown. Omar Bayless. Couple of great passes from Bo Levi Mitchell. They were on their 12. Two passes later, they've got a touchdown.
Welcome back to the fifth quarter, brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900CHML. Rick Zamprin with you, celebrating a 38-13 victory by the Hamilton Tiger Cats. RJ Broadhead, Luke Tasker, the call on the Ticats Audio Network and 900CHML. They'll be back this coming Friday in a Friday the 13th edition of Ticats Football as Hamilton gets set to host the BC Lions. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock. The pregame show on CHML and the Ticats Audio Network begins at 6. The fifth quarter will launch out of the airwaves in and around 10:30 on Friday night. Big win by the Cats. They're now 8-8 on the season. And now scoreboard watching when it comes to Montreal, Ottawa. That game is going to come at us on Monday. And if Ottawa can somehow pull off the upset, it will be a second-place tie for the Alouettes and Tiger Cats, although Montreal does have the tiebreaker. They are 2-0 against Hamilton. It could potentially set up a winner-take-all battle if both these teams go tied into the last game of the season, Hamilton at Montreal. Wow. Can't wait for that. Allen on Twitter, at Rick Samprin is the handle. Wow, Cats, you impressed me tonight. QBs came out swinging. Butler got over 1,000 yards. All quarterbacks are healthy. Defense putting pressure in Sask all night. We are playing well at the perfect time of the season. Wow. And Joe says it's nice to see Schiltz back. Bo's stat line isn't too shabby either. I'm happy to see things are going well. 905-645-3221. That's the talk and the text line. You can email Rick at 900CHML.com or on X at Rick Samprin. Use the hashtag fifth quarter. Corey has been waiting patiently on the line. Corey, hello.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks. It was definitely an uplifting win tonight. So I thought that Hamilton played the best 60 minutes of the season so far, and I thought that it was a completely dominant win in all phases of the game. And yesterday when the depth chart came out, I was a little bit surprised to see Mitchell listed as a starter, but he looked really poised and was very effective tonight in his short time of the offense. And Schiltz did an admirable job as well coming in, apart from that one interception. The one comment that I do want to make is I was just a little bit surprised with how Coach O decided to throw the challenge flag on that potential pass interference on the first possession of the game.
Yeah, that was a little early for me, but I understand why he did so. A, obviously he thought it was pass interference, but I think he did it at that point to give his team a bit of a lift or a bit of a boost, because if it works, you know, that play, you know, you get the ball at that spot, obviously, but I think he's showing his team that he's trying to be aggressive and he's, you know, subconsciously saying, hey guys, like, we're in it to win it. Like, let's go. So even though the challenge didn't work in his favor, and I would have liked to seen him save it for something more, you know, down the line with something more maybe egregious that he can automatically challenge. Turns out he didn't have to use it. But I think that was more a message to his team to say, let's go, guys.
Yeah, I definitely see that for sure. Yeah, it's just going to be really interesting to see whether Ottawa will win on Monday and let's pray that they win, so that we can have a chance a second.
Well, yeah, if Ottawa pulls off the upset, it is going to be a really interesting last couple of weeks, because, you know, Montreal is in Edmonton, and while the Elks are done, they still have a lot to play for, and they're still playing hard, even though, you know, they got blown away the other day by Toronto. They're still giving it their all. And so that's not going to be an easy game for the Alouettes. And, of course, the Ticats still have to take care of business against BC. We know the Lions are a really good team this year. So who knows what's going to happen the last couple of weeks of the season. Corey, who's your player of the game tonight?
Player of the game tonight would be Schiltz. But I want to give a shout-out to Butler and Coach Gibson.
Yeah, Gibson called a great game tonight for sure. Corey, appreciate the call. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, you too.
905-645-3221 is the number to call, and that's also the number to text. 905-645-3221. Email Rick at 900CHML.com. On X, use the hashtag fifth quarter. At Rick Samprin is the handle. Email from Alan. Wow, just wow. Hey, Rick, it's Alan from St. Catharines. First of all, welcome back, Bo. Thought he played pretty well, and he still has a great arm and had a beautiful long bomb to Tim White. And we open the scoring with a touchdown. Then Schiltz comes in, and it's lights-out football all night. Schiltz, 16 of 19, 271 yards, 2 TDs, 1 interception. All our receivers stepped it up tonight. Beautiful catches by Bayless, Godwin, Keandre Smith, and Tim White. How about Butler also? Got his 1,000 yards this season and had over 100 yards this game. He also had 5 catches for 77 yards. Having a guy like him going into next month and the playoffs is crucial. We finally have a solid running back we can be happy about come playoffs. This will be so important. I thought our offensive line gave our quarterbacks time to throw tonight. As for our defense, our front four with Dylan Wynn and Diallo back was amazing. They put pressure on the opposing quarterback all night. I love seeing Jagera Davis flying all over the field. Also, he's been non-existent for a while, and he just lit it up tonight. I love Jamal Davis and Carney out there as well. We have a lot of QB. We have a lot of depth up front. Allen goes on to write, I also love seeing Katsantonis all over the field tonight. He had a beautiful interception. This guy has been a welcome addition to this team with Adeleke out. I'm really feeling the vibes of this whole team. I want to say that after seeing a game like this, Hamilton might be turning some heads in the CFL right now. We are gelling at the right time, and I feel like if we can take this momentum right into the playoffs, nothing is going to stop us to getting to the Grey Cup in Hamilton. Two players of the game for me, James Butler and Matthew Schultz, both deserve it. I am pumped. Let's go, Cats. P.S. Let's go, Red Blacks. Thanksgiving Monday. Take out those Alouettes. An email from Alan. You can email as well, rick@900chml.com. If I have to throw any cold water on this post-game parade, I will only do so to say this, that Saskatchewan is a bit of a mess right now. And so, hey, listen, a win is a win. I'm not taking anything away from the Ticats. They thoroughly deserve this W tonight because they played outstanding. Perhaps their best game of the year. But let's not get ahead of ourselves because the Rough Riders are in trouble. They have lost 5 in a row. They're now 6-10, and they're just not a very good football team right now. But again, schedule's the schedule. You got to play who's next. And the Ticats got the job done tonight. They could have easily gone into Regina and say, yeah, you know what? They're honoring George Reed tonight. You know, we don't need to give it our all. But they did. Why? Because, well, they're professional athletes. They get paid to not only play, but win. In a results-oriented business, they got the result tonight. So good on them. I got a tweet from Joe. Sass could not stop us. Prue could not stop us. What a great road win. Love seeing this team get healthy and looking good. Congrats and player of the game, Butler. Great having a 1,000-yard back. Let's go, Cats. Shout out to Bayless. 2 TDs. Take care, Rick. Joe. Butler with 5 votes. Schultz with 4. Colton on Twitter or on X is starting to heat up, Rick. Can't wait to see the video on Tuesday. Yes, for anyone who is watching my Ticats going into work today videos, you can find them on X, on Facebook, on Instagram, and on my TikTok feed. All the handles are at Rick Zamprin. Tuesdays, I promise you, will be entertaining. That's all I will say. I have no idea what I'm going to do. It comes to me the morning of, but it's going to be good. Dave is called into the fifth quarter. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Rick?
I am okay. How about you?
Great. I have to say, you were right. I was very wrong. I called way back when we were 2-4, and I forget the reference you said, but you'd predicted 8-10.
Yes, I remember that, yes.
And I said 3-15. That said, so you were right,
yes.
And I'm glad I was wrong. But I did say in that call, unfortunately, I thought it was necessary to change the OC. And with that said, they did right after that. I didn't think Coach Steinhauer would do it. I think that probably came from above him. And with that said, it was very sad to see a gentleman, it seems like a good gentleman, a good family man, probably a fantastic person, lose his job. Nobody ever likes to see that. So hopefully, I wish nothing but the best for Tommy Condell. I hope he lands on his feet. If it's in the CFL, I wish him all the best except for against Hamilton. With that said, but I wish all the best to him. And I think changing the coordinator did pay almost immediate dividends. It shows on the field, getting the run game back up and being more consistent with that. So with that said, I think there's hope. My player of the game is Butler. But a shout out to the Bakersfield Bandit. And have a great week and a happy Thanksgiving, Rick.
Same to you, Dave. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.
Dave's exit means there's room for you at 905-645-3221. *9900 on your mobile device. Clear phone deck for you. It is absolutely empty. That is okay. Because I got lots to say. So do a lot of people on email and on X as well. Email, by the way, rick@900chml.com. The X handle, @RickZamprin. Use the hashtag fifth quarter. Email from Wayne. Hi, Rick. Great win by the Ticats. However, Saskatchewan was terrible, so let's keep that victory in perspective for now. I was just saying the same thing, Wayne. Just like 2 minutes ago, said the same thing. Wayne goes on to say, Ryder head coach Dickinson won't be back guaranteed. Player of the game was easily quarterback Schiltz. That's five votes for Schiltz. Two other points. McAllister played a punt return like it was American football. He could have fielded it at the 10-yard line, but deliberately let it bounce where it cost us 1 point by hitting the pylon. If it hadn't hit the pylon, we would have been fielding the ball on our goal line. He needs to be coached on this. Secondly, every game and every team have receivers blatantly going offside on the waggle, usually several times a game. Am I the only one who sees this? Surely not. Why do the linesmen never flag these infractions? Rick, with your insider connections, have you ever asked about this? I don't get it. It is frustrating to watch. Anyways, an excellent victory, and I will be cheering for Ottawa on Monday against Montreal. That email, Wayne. There are numerous times during a game, and it's not just when the Ticats play, I can assure you, that I see receivers, especially those waggling towards the line, who go offside. If the definition of offside is being in front of the line of scrimmage, I see it every game. Do I see it called every game? Absolutely not. The CFL has to crack down on this because there's going to be a time, and it's probably going to happen in the Grey Cup, and probably a key moment where a receiver is offside, not called, makes a big catch or a TD, whatever the case is. It happens too often, way too often. And I don't know if there's some kind of buffer or gray zone, but if there is, well, what is it? I'll follow up with the league office on this and report back to you guys on the next fifth quarter. 905-645-3221, *9900, the numbers to call. You can also text 905-645-3221. Email rick at 900chml.com. On X, use the hashtag fifth quarter, the handles at Rick Zamprin. Or FM fan writes, what an overall showing by everyone on the team. Ticats are officially the only East team to beat all Western teams. Player of the game goes to Matt Schiltz with back-to-back strong games. Hashtag fifth quarter. And Mark has his haiku. This is my Ticats Thanksgiving haiku. According to Mark, Ticats on a roll, took some time in the oven, got all the fixings. Sorry, Mark, I screwed it up. Got all the fixings. Let me read it one more time. Ticats on a roll, took some time in the oven, got all the fixings. Just in time for Thanksgiving. Now the break, we have Dave in Stony Creek hanging on the line. We got more texts and tweets and emails to get to as well here on the fifth quarter. Brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
We're talking Ticats football. This is the fifth quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
It's a second and four. Schiltz looks left, now he's running left, throws left, open receiver. It's a touchdown. Omar Bayless, his second of the game. Another touchdown for the Tiger Cats.
RJ Broadhead, the call on the Ticats Audio Network and 900 CHML as the Tabbies took care of business tonight. 38-13, Hamilton over Saskatchewan at Mosaic Stadium. The Cats now 8-8. The Riders falling to 6-10. It was an outstanding first half in which Hamilton led 25-9. I mean, pure domination. And Hamilton got the job done in the second half as they refused to let the Riders back into the game. They outscored Saskatchewan 13-4 in the second half and did not allow a point in the fourth quarter. Big, impressive performance by Hamilton tonight. They accumulated 546 yards of net offense to Saskatchewan's 307. First downs in favor of Hamilton, 26-19. Five turnovers Hamilton's defense forced Saskatchewan into. Hamilton turned the ball over three times. And in the red zone, get a load of this stat. In the red zone, the Ticats tonight, 4 of 7. That, my friends, is not too shabby. Saskatchewan did not have one play or one attempt at a scoring play in the red zone. That's pretty good. 905-645-3221, *9900 on your mobile device. You can also send me a text at 905-645-3221. Your thoughts on tonight's game. Vote for your player of the game. Hit me up on X. At Rick Zamprin is the handle. Use the hashtag fifth quarter. Email from Stephen out in Penticton, B.C. Wow, wow, wow. Our Cats not only beat Sask, they crushed them. It was great to see the team running on all eight cylinders. Well, this is probably a V12 tonight, to be honest. I have to say, Montreal and Toronto will be very worried, or should be, as our Cats are coming together at the right time. As far as picking the player of the game, it has to go to everyone on the team. Offense was lights out. Defense was outstanding. Special teams was first class. And last but not least, the fifth quarter is always fantastic. Going to savor this win for the next couple of days. Cheers, Stephen out in BC. Stephen, appreciate the email. Happy Thanksgiving. Dave from Stony Creek is on the fifth quarter. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Rick. Well, I tell you, this victory is going to make the turkey taste better.
Oh, yes.
And I can't wait. And I can't wait for another victory. Yeah, you know what I've seen? You know what I've seen in the last couple games is this team starting to get an identity, but I'm seeing spirit now. I'm seeing them have some spirit. And this is what we were lacking last year, any kind of intensity. Defense has been playing great. Offense is starting to come alive. I mean, things are starting to gel now, which is the time you want them to. And, you know, and I think this team is good enough to beat Montreal. And, you know, I really believe that. And Toronto, well, Toronto's not unbeatable. They're great, you know, they're probably, or, you know, the record would indicate they're the best team in the East or the league. And but you know, I think this team is now good enough because if you watch the Argos, their quarterback Kelly, he sometimes goes into a lull for a quarter, and I think this team is now capable of pouncing on that. And so it's going to be interesting down the stretch. My player of the game, that's a tough one to choose, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Really? It was probably the toughest one all year between the running back and Schiltz, but I'm only going to go with Schiltz because the quarterback is the most important position in sports. So
very true.
I'm going to give it to him, but getting that 1,000 yards, that's pretty great.
Well, Butler had 1,000 yards in the season, over 100 yards rushing tonight too. Let me ask you this: we're all kind of, you know, gushing over this Ticats performance tonight, and rightfully so. They played an outstanding game. But in the last 2 weeks, they've beaten Saskatchewan and Calgary, and their cumulative record, combined record, is 10-21. Do you think we're too excited?
I think we got reason for optimism, and then I think yeah, sure, but I think with that, the game before that against Toronto, we lost, but we also beat a very good Winnipeg team the game before that.
Very true, yep.
And the Toronto game, like I said, there was an opportunity there. If we could mount a counterattack to maybe grab that game or at least make it very, very close, and I think the team's good enough. But, no, your point's taken. I mean, you know, but these are the teams you got to beat.
Yeah, you still got to beat them.
Right, you know, and you know, sometimes those are the you overlook them, and then they can surprise you. But I think we're in good shape. I got my Grey Cup ticket, so I really got my fingers crossed they're going to be there. But you know, if you would have asked me 5 or 6 weeks ago, I'm very unlikely, and now I say it's possible.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Anything is possible once you start the playoffs. Who knows what's going to happen?
Dave, games. That's all we need.
Absolutely. Appreciate the call. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, Rick.
905-645-3221 to get in on the fun after Hamilton's 38-13 win over the Saskatchewan Roughriders. 8-8 on the season. Montreal 8-7, of course. Toronto 13-2. Ottawa 4-11. Hey, send me a text on tonight's game. Vote for your player of the game. 905-645-3221. That's also the line to call in or on your mobile device at *9900. You can hit me up on X at Rick Samprin. Use the hashtag fifth quarter. Jeff writes, huge win in a place we don't win very often. Bo looked great, as did Schiltz. Need to keep it rolling. Player of the game, Jagera Davis and Simone. They were both beasts out there. Honorable mention to Schiltz, Bayless, Butler, and White. Let me just write down Sim and Jagerit. Simone Lawrence, I gotta say, has been playing amazing the last couple of weeks. And I don't think we should be surprised, although one might harken back to last year in which, well, he had the injury bug. Things weren't going well. But coming into this season, especially the last, I want to say, 5 weeks, you've really noticed Sim out there. right? Five defensive tackles tonight. Two of Hamilton's three sacks were by Simone Lawrence. The other one was by Jamal Davis, recently acquired from Montreal, who's fit in really nicely into that Ticats front four. Who's your player of the game? 905-645-3221. Let's go to Philly Filski on email. Hello, Rick. It's Philly Filski. Well, even good old nemesis Andre Preux could not derail this Ticats train that shot out of the depot like maglev. They are peaking at exactly the right time, and as long as Butler runs like a man possessed, they have a shot like anyone else at that big prize. They remind me a bit of the 1986 Ticat team that started in a hole 1-5, finished 9-8-1, against all odds, beat the Argos in the two-game East Final, then proceeded to knock off heavily favored Edmonton in the Grey Cup. I still think to this day, that is why Matt Dunnigan, who was the Edmonton QB at the time, never has anything good to say about Hamilton when he's on the TSN panel, LOL. I also think either Hamilton or Toronto can knock off Toronto in the final. The Argos getting stale with meaningless games and sitting players, we shall see. Keep up the splendid show, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. That one from Philly Filski. I think he meant to say either Hamilton or Montreal can knock off Toronto. That could be the case. That could be the case. Oh, Philly Filski sent another email. Yeah, he does correct himself. Sorry, meant to say either Hamilton or Montreal can knock off Toronto in the East Final, not Hamilton or Toronto. Mistype. LOL. Philly Filski, that is okay. That is quite all right. 905-645-3221 to offer your thoughts on tonight's game. Vote for your player of the game or send me an email. Still have a bunch of emails to get to. rick@900chml.com. This email from Paul. Player of the game is the O-line. Ooh, the O-line was really good tonight. Did not allow a sack tonight. P.S. I hate the gray uniforms. Paul, join the club. Paul says, P.S. I hate the gray uniforms. The Tiger Cats are black and gold. The team should wear traditional gold pants home and away. I like that look, too. Home, black jerseys, gold pants. Away, white jerseys, gold pants. That's all you need. That's all you need. Order an extra set of gold pants, because if they get dirty, you got a backup. And you're either black at home and white on the road up top. Bob's your uncle. But I get it. It's 2023. Merchandising is huge in any league, especially the CFL. Lance on email, rick@900chml.com. Lance firing off this email from Stony Creek. Hi, Rick. What a solid win in a typically hostile place to play. Defense was solid, as they mostly are, and great job by Bo Levi. He looked comfortable in short work. Offensive line was awesome today, even with those two horrific calls against us. The roughing the passer, which I don't believe was, and the reverse third and one stop, our Tiger Cats didn't crack. Really, really like James Butler. He's consistently in the trenches and always smiling. His positive attitude is infectious. Congratulations on breaking the 1,000-yard mark. He's my player of the game for sure. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Rick, and all our fellow Tiger Cats fans. I'm thankful for Bob Young, writes Lance in Stony Creek. Another vote for James Butler. He has 7. Matt Schultz has 6. There is 1 vote for Simone Lawrence and Jagera Davis, 1 for the offensive line, and 1 vote called in to producer Ben. And the person who called voted for Mike Gibson, the offensive line coach, who stepped in for Scott Milanovic in calling the offensive plays tonight. Milanovic, if you missed it, was back home attending to a family issue. Gibson, who was an offensive coordinator with the Ticats back in 09 and 2010, and I believe with Ottawa as well a few years ago, stepped right in, didn't miss a beat. In fact, I think he did a good job too. I think he did a really good job. This Ticats offense was really good. Matthew Schultz, 16 of 19, very efficient, 271 yards, 2 TDs, 1 interception. Bo Levi spreading the ball around, 4 of 6, 129 yards, 1 touchdown toss to get the ball rolling here offensively. What more can you say about James Butler? 25 carries, 107 yards. He also caught a team-high 5 catches, actually a game-high 5 catches for 77 yards. Tim White, 3 receptions, 129. And defensively, Jameer Thurman led the way with 6 defensive tackles, couple of pass knockdowns. He had a big stop on a 3rd and short where Jamal Morrow was trying to get to the outside, and Thurman's like, nah, this is not happening. Will Sunderland with five tackles, Amoni Lawrence, five tackles, Casey Sales, five tackles, Stavros Katsantonis and Jamal Davis both with four defensive tackles. Great defensive performance tonight. And on special teams, Mark Lugio, 3 for 3 on field goals. I mean, it was not a perfect game. It didn't go all the Ticats' way, but they played really, really well. What's your thoughts on tonight's game? 905-645-3221. Vote for your player of the game. You can send me a text on that number as well. 905-645-3221. The email, wide open, and still email to get to. Rick@900CHML.com. On X, @RickSamperin is the handle. Use the hashtag Fifth Quarter. One more break and one more segment to come here on the Fifth Quarter. It's brought to you by Eastgate Ford, and you are listening to 900CHML.
Welcoming Ticats fans, young and old, you're listening to the Fifth Quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900CHML.
They're down to the Saskatchewan 20. James Butler with the carry goes off to the left, and he's got the 1,000 yards. He'll be very close to a first down. James Butler, over 1,000 yards rushing in his first season as a Tiger Cat, and no time to celebrate here.
RJ Brunt had the call on the Ticats Audio Network and 900CHML for the first time. Finally, since 2010, the Ticats have a member of the 1,000 rushing yard club. It has been a while. My gosh. Anybody have some celebratory music they'd like to play? 13 years. How does that happen? 38-13, the final. Ticats over Saskatchewan. Hamilton now 8-8. And cheering on Ottawa this coming Monday as they take on the Alouettes. And an Ottawa win would make it even, Steven, both Montreal and the Ticats for second in the East. 905-645-3221, *9900 on your smartphone. You can also send me an email on tonight's game. Vote for your player of the game, rick@900chml.com. You can do it on X. The handle is @RickSamperin. Use the hashtag Fifth Quarter. Email from... I guess I'll just call it Hair Rocks. That's what the email says. Hair Rocks at blah, blah, blah. Nice time with some of the guys from the practice roster at Moxie's tonight. Second place could look good. Okay. Well, some of the practice roster guys at Moxie's tonight. Shout out to all those boys and all the gals having fun and enjoying tonight's win. Gary on email, rick@900chml.com. Fifth quarter from YouTube, tech difficulties. James Butler's my player of the game. Tough to run when everyone knows it and you do it. Did you notice we did not have a fullback, Felix GG, on the field at all? That is a wildly different look. So another vote for James Butler. Wrote an outstanding game today. Over 100 yards rushing, cracked the 1,000-yard club. And, yeah, technical difficulties on YouTube. I gave up on that even before the game. We could not connect to YouTube. I don't know, something with the YouTubers taking over. I'll let them have their space. Andy on X says, what a game. Everyone showed up to play tonight. That was by far our best game of the year. Big shout out to James Butler for hitting 1,000 rushing yards. And Bo making a huge comeback on the season. My players of the game are Omar Bayless and James Butler. All right, so Butler... starting to run away with the player of the game votes. Now up to 9. Matthew Schultz is 6. Richard on X is great to come up big with this win. Jagera Davis is my player of the game. Tim White with that move for big yards after digging out 5 defenders. Schultz with another bulldozer run. Bayless, Butler, Stavros, fantastic games as well. Okay, so I think he officially voted for Jagera. There's a few... name drops in there. And Mark on X says, best game of the year, hands down. Nice to see us peaking at the right time. Player of the game, Butler. Hashtag Fifth Quarter. Did I just say Butler's running away with this? Well, pun, pardon the pun. Dave on X says, what a complete Thanksgiving feast beatdown by the Ticats. Offense and defense played outstanding. Keep the momentum rolling next week. Player of the game, James Butler. Just as he cracked the 1,000-yard club, he could become our fifth-quarter fan of the night. Mitchell says, Schultz and Stavros. Stavros Katsantonis with another strong game tonight. Interception. He had some big hits. at least on one blitz, almost got to Dalagala. Phyllis says, I have a few when it comes to player of the game. Probably half the team. Phyllis, you got to be a little more specific than that. This one is from Jerkface Loser on X. You got to be a little more kind to yourself. Hey, Red Blacks, the Ticats did you a favor and kept you alive for the crossover. Now go play like you still have a pulse and like you actually want to do it. Do us that favor back. Jerkface Loser, I like your style when it comes to your tweets. 905-645-3221, star 9900 on your mobile device. You can also send me a text, 905-645-3221. Email rick at 900chml.com. And on X, use the hashtag fifth quarter. Here's a text from JFL. Those waggling receivers often look offside live, but if you go back and watch in slow motion, most of the time they are still in contact with the line of scrimmage. When the center starts a snap motion, which is all you need. They might be a few yards downfield by the time the quarterback gets the ball, but the play had already started by then. JFL, appreciate the clarification. Still looks like they're offside to me. And probably a lot of other people, but hey, I'll take your word for it. Email from Tom. Tom says, loved everything about the game except the gray uniforms. Miss the black and gold. If they play that well in gray every time, I won't complain. Cheers, Tom from Guelph. I'll say this about the gray uniforms. I like them up close. You know, when you look at it, it's a nice gray. You still got the black and gold in there. I like that the team is thinking outside the box in terms of an alternate uniform, which I think every team needs. But yeah, the traditional black and gold for me is where it's at. And I, nor I think anyone else, is going to sway from that. The gray, get up close. From the press box, though, my gosh, it's so tough to read the numbers. Because the black does not play off well on the gray. If it was a lighter gray, maybe. Those whitish, grayish uniforms the BC Lions have, that's a totally different story. They almost look white. It's kind of like an off-white. Steven on X says, player of the game, Simone. Hey, that is 1, 2, 3, 4 votes for Simone Lawrence. Great performance by Sim, one of his best of the season. And Jimmy V on X says, we need this performance for the playoffs. And he's just referencing my tweet earlier in the night, just for some stats from Ticats players, whether it was Schiltz or Butler, or Tim White, Simone, Mark Leggio, all contributing to this Ticats victory tonight. 905-645-3221 is the number to call. You can also dial star 9900 on your smartphone while you are contemplating that and thinking about who you're going to vote for player of the game. You can also send me an email, rick at 900chml.com or on X at Rick Samprin. Use the hashtag fifth quarter. This team, and I said it earlier in the game, or earlier in the show, this team's peaking at the right time. I don't think anyone can deny that. When you see the way this team is playing now compared to weeks, let's just call it 1 through 6, even though they had a really good game in Edmonton, they beat Ottawa the week before. It almost looks like a completely different team. I mean, on defense, they're hungry. They're playing hard, big hits, creating turnovers, creating short field for the offense. And offensively, I think there's no surprise that the correlation between, you know, removing Tommy Condell as offense coordinator, as horrible it is to see someone lose their job, in this business, it is cutthroat. You know it. I know it. They know it. They're not in it for the long haul. They'd like to be. It is rarely in their favor in terms of coaches being at one stop for that long. And so when Scott Milanovic came in and they not necessarily simplified the offensive scheme, but made it more fluid, less predictable at times, we saw it tonight, more explosive. This team's fun to watch. It's fun to watch again. And I know the last two games have been against bad opponents, but they have played bad opponents at other points of the season and did not fare well. Hosting Edmonton back on August the 17th. That was a bad opponent. Ticats didn't show up that night. You know, they probably could have beaten Montreal both those games, but did not get the job done. Got some big games coming up, though. Hosting BC, that's a very good opponent. At Montreal, that's going to be a tough place to play. Come playoff time, whether it's in Hamilton or at Percival Molson Stadium, going to be a tough game. And then if they win that game, it's on to Toronto. Tough game. They win that game, it's the toughest of the year. That is the Grey Cup. 38-13, the final. Time for some fifth quarter awards. Let's get to the big play of the game. Got to be Bo Levi to Tim White, 83 yards. One play later, Mitchell hits Omar Bayless for his first CFL TD. 10 yards out, the Ticats are on their way. Player of the game, voted by you, the fans. James Butler hits the 1,000-yard mark, rushes for over 100 yards. Easy peasy night for James Butler, at least when it came to voting for player of the game. Honorable mention to Matt Schultz, who nearly ousted him in that category. And the fan of the night. You know what? We're going to give it to Tom in Guelph. Tom always emailing post-game, has some good thoughts, keeps it short as well, which I always admire. Thank you, Tom, and thanks to all our callers and listeners, emailers, texters, you contributed. Always love to see it. For producer Ben Strawn, my name's Rick Samprin. Thanks for listening to another edition of the Fifth Quarter, brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Where Ticats fans come together, win or lose. Listen after every game to the Fifth Quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
The Fifth Quarter podcast is available on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and wherever you get your favorite podcast. I'm Rick Samprin. Thanks again for listening. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. It's free, so you never miss an episode. And make sure you rate and review.